So I want to finish out in terms of the cases with your 63-year-old man.
Yeah, so this is a patient who had comorbid conditions. He has type 2 diabetes. He had presented with shortness of breath and an episode of pneumonia. He was hospitalized. And during that time, they found that he had a lung mass. It was biopsied. He had stage 4 disease based on metastatic disease to liver and bones. His histology was squamous cell. And his performance status, I would say, after he had recovered from the pneumonia was 1. And therefore, he was a candidate for combination chemotherapy. But when we looked at what are the options for him, we decided to go with carboplatin and nab-paclitaxel for 2 reasons. One, of course, in squamous histology, this combination has resulted in a slightly higher response rate compared to carboplatin and paclitaxel. Number 2, with this type 2 diabetes, not exposing him to steroids would be a good thing because with nab-paclitaxel, we do not need steroid pre-medications. So that was the reason we decided to do it. He was also living not too far from our center, so he could come every week and get this treatment. So we started him on carboplatin and nab-paclitaxel. He did experience a reduction in size of the tumor. It did not meet the criteria for PR, but definitely felt that it helped him. His improvement in symptoms were seen after the first cycle of therapy. So we treated him for 4 cycles. And then once we reached the point of maximal response, we kept him on nab-paclitaxel maintenance for a few more months. And now the maintenance part is not something that's approved or proven, but we felt that given his underlying disease burden, giving this as a maintenance would be beneficial. And so that was the rationale for this regimen for him.
And what's his current situation?
He did well on maintenance for another 5 months, and then he progressed. And more recently, we've started him on a checkpoint inhibitor.
Which one and what's happened so far?
So he's been started on atezolizumab. He has received 2 cycles of therapy. His symptoms are stable. We went back and looked at his PD-L1 expression, and his expression was approximately 20%.
So any tolerability issues with atezolizumab?
No, he's actually tolerated it quite well, and he's coming up for a scan in the next few months for the next one.